We are learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Chof Ches, Amud Aleph, and we are starting at the top of the Amud, in the middle of the Gemara. We had a Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and now we are discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's something called Nesra. That means, if Bishas, when the person died, the Yevama fell to one of the brothers, and it was Aser, even if afterwards it became Mutter, the halach is that's also do even on that woman, even though it's only Isder Rabbanon. And for example, the case is you have four brothers, let's say, or even three brothers, and Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. We'll try with three brothers first. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, Rachel and Leah, and they die and fall to Levi. So when Reuven died first, so now his wife fell to Levi, no problems there. Levi can marry her. But Levi didn't do anything yet, didn't do Chalitza Yibam. Then Shimon died. Now, there's two sisters in front of Levi. Now, both of them are also now, they both have a zik, have a connection to Levi, and they're both also right now, at least, as a chayis zikukasai. Then what happens is, Shimon's wife now dies. Shimon's wife dies, and now, Reuven's wife is again available, and even though it was also for a certain period of time, chayis zikukasai, but since if it came back mutter, Rabbi Yechon says mutter. That means if Reuven's wife would die, then Shimon's wife would be also for Rabbi Yochanan, because there, b'shas when Shimon died, already his wife was a chayis zikukasoi, was a sister of someone who's zakuk to him. So therefore, Shimon's wife will be also forever. It's nesra. But the other way, Rabbi Yochanan says that if it's hutra and then nesra, then hutra it's mutter. And the Gemara Kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says in a case where you have Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda, Reuven Shimon married to two sisters, and they both die. The halacha is Levi Yehuda cannot do Yibum. And the Gemara's kasha was, what's the big deal? Let one of them do Chalitza to the Sheni, to the second one, the second wife, the Eshes Shimon, the one who died second. And then Eshes Reuven could do Yibum. Why? Because that was Hutra, V'chazur Nesavak Hutra, that's the kasha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, our Mishnah is not a Mishnah. Our Mishnah, our first Mishnah of the Parak is not a Mishnah. So Gemara says, why? I have a different Eitzah to try to fix up the Mishnah. And we'll see on top of the Chavchas Melech, the starting problem, that Gemara is asking, Rabbi Yochanan, telling Rabbi Yochanan, you know, you have an Eitzah, how to say the Mishnah, is it could be consistent with your Shita. But Lei Malei, that really, you're right. That really, someone could do Chalitza first, to the Eishes Shimon, and then you can marry Eishes Reuven. Maybe you could do that. So the Gemara says, "V'leim alei." Rabbi Yochanan will say, "No, really, you could do that." But we have a new problem here. Gzera tapad amid choches. V'leim alei. Gzera dilma kodem v'cholot to rishayne bereisha. So we're worried. There's a gzera. The reason why you can't do that because you know it's a little bit complicated. What's going to happen is, by mistake, they're going to give Eishes Reuven first the chalitza, and they're going to say, "You know what?" They're going to say, "You know what? I give Eishes Reuven chalitza first." And they can say, you can do, we do Chalitza first, let's do Yibam. It's not true. It has to be Dafka to Eshes Shimon that you do Chalitza first. Not Eshes Reuven. Why doesn't it help doing Eshes Reuven Chalitza first? Because then you have Nesra. So maybe it's Xera or to that case. Zokti Gemara, no, V'loy Misvei Yavemes Ketani. It's Mashma, V'loy Misvei Yavemes, no matter what. Even in a case where they do it right, and they do the Chalitza to the second one first, it's Mashma, you never could do Yibam. So don't tell me it's Xera, why, L'chadchila, you shouldn't do it. But after it's done, it can be done. Because it's Lemus HaVemes, it never could do even. But Lemus HaVemes is done, the Lekka didn't even have a klaus, no dim even at all. For the Gemara, maybe really pshat like this. Really, you're right. We good luck Rabbi Yochanan. Because we take care of the problem. Maybe it's a new problem. Of also Vata Mitzvah Yivamin. Yivamin. But Lemus HaVemes, Gezeira, Shema Yomus. For also Vata Mitzvah Yivamin. The Gemara is a new kasha. Maybe pshat our Mishnah is, our Mishnah really holds Ein Zika. It means Rabbi Yochanan holds Yash Zika, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a difference between Nesra or Hutra, because it's all in the Yash Zika. Maybe our Mishnah is Ein Zika. If our Mishnah is Ein Zika, so why can't you do Yivam? Maybe the reason is because also Levata Mitzvah Yivamim, which means like this. We're scared that if one of them takes care of one of the wives, that's Yivam, the other brother might die, Yehuda might die, and then the other Isha that fell from Shimon, for example, is going to be left without any Yivam or Chalitza. So that's a cloud we call also Levata Mitzvah Yivamim. And in that case, we can understand that it goes both ways, that no matter what, even if one of them does Yibam first already, and now the other one's left right in front of him, there's still Aslavatam to Yibam, because it's a Xero. We don't want anyone to do Yibam, because it might come to a case that the other brother will die, and you come to Avatam to Yibam. So we want to catch this. Maybe really all Ein Zika. And the reason why we don't allow someone to do Yibam, even though they could do one could do Chalitza, and the other one could do Yibam, because when it comes to be a gzera, There come to be a gzera that you might die, one of them might die, and there come to be a problem with mevatel mrs. Yvonne. So they
match
out on
Mr. What? The
first guy does chalitza because people are going to get mixed up, confused. People get confused. People get confused. Don't do it all the way. So you're asking, so in Rabbi Yochanan's case, also people getting confused. Terry says people don't understand the klal of also about the Mrs. Yvonne. They don't understand the difference who does first, who does what, anything. They're not going to understand that because it's too abstract, also about the Mrs. Yvonne. This is a Tosfos really speaks this out. But when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan's thing, there it's very clear. The kashya is on Rabbi Yochanan. It's very clear your halacha is Nesra and Hutra. It's very clear. Just do chalitza to the second one and then the first one's muta. So we have a kashya on Mishnah. We say, no, maybe Shalom on Mishnah is a new problem of also about the Mitzvah of Vaman. And there, it doesn't help it do any other order or anything because people are not going to understand. They're going to think you let it just do Yibum first and then you might have another brother without Yibum. So Mara says, Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to learn that because Rabbi Yochanan has to hold this. He's not Chayesh Misa, therefore he doesn't hold his whole cloud of also Vatam Mitzvah Yavavin, and therefore he didn't want to understand the Mishnah that way. Relay Malay Rabbi Eliezer here, why didn't he say that this is going according to Rabbi Eliezer? There's a Tana Rabbi Eliezer holds, he has new kasha. Maybe our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Nesra at any point of the way, you can't do Yibam anymore. It means Rabbi Yochanan holds it has to be Nesra, Meshas, Nefila. But we'll go to Rabbi Eliezer. It says Shita Yechida. The holds, if it's Nesra, at one point, it's also forever. It's made of Shishan and Mishnah. So my answer is no. When the Sefer Rabbi Eliezer, Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. Since the Sefer says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that Beshami says Yikayim, Beshil says Yitziu, so therefore it couldn't be Rabbi Eliezer. For technical reason, it couldn't be Rabbi Eliezer because the Sefer is Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah went off of Vasachas. It fell Vasachas. What does it mean it fell Vasachas? Both Reuven and Shimon died at one time. If they die at one time, then they're both Nesra, because they both fell together. So there's a Chayesu Kosu from the beginning. The whole had to have Rabbi Yochanan only if it's Hutra. Here it fell together. And it's going according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dama, Epshel, Tzam, same as possible to happen at the same time. So Zog Timur, no. Rabbi Yochanan wants to say that's Pshat the Mishnah. Loi Sashon Montana, Kravir Zaglili. The Tana would not be Saisim like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Belay Malay, Deloya Adinan, Hein Alpha Bereisha. Maybe you're right, not Rabbi Yosef Aglili. But we're not sure. They both died at the same time. We're not sure who died first. So you want to do first Kalisa to Eshes Shimon and then marry Eshes Reuven because that's Hutra. We don't know which one was first. We don't know which one died first. Maybe that's Shana Mishta. So Mara says, no, it can't be Shana Mishta. Why not? Yachi, Hainu Dektani, Kodm of a Konsu. It says in our Mishta that if Levi and Yehuda went ahead and each one took one of those wives as Yevamos, the halach is Yitziu. They have to invite them. So Bishlam v'Rishayna Amrile Man Sharilach. Bishlam, the first one who took a wife, he said, "Who said it was Mutu?" El Shnia, but the second one, Oma Chavroi Shnia Yavim and Rishayna Yavim. Let him Taina. When it comes to the second guy, I'm saying Avi might see it. I'm Taina telling you, the first guy who did Yibum, let's say Levi, he really married Eshes Shimon. And by me, it's I'm telling it's Eshes Reuven. It's Eshes Reuven. And so I, it's a Suffolk. So he wants to tell like this. What it means like this. Bishlam, when the first one took a wife, there it was a Vadai Achois Zekosa. So there I hear Yitzhu. Masha Enke, it was Vada Asa. The second guy, Ketaina, it's only a Suffolk Asa. Because on the Tzad, that the first brother who married, say Levi, took Shimon's wife, then Reuven's wife is not a Chayesu Kos anymore, and it was someone with Hutra from the beginning. We don't know which one's first, but let him Taina like that. So the second one who takes the wife, Ketaina, by me it's a Sofik, maybe it's Mutter. And like Rashi explains, the Gemara says before, on Daf Chav Gimel Beis Chav Dal Adam Aleph, that if it's a Sofik, then it's Mutter. Eim Etzien, Kod Mav Kansim Etzien Miyadot. Like it says in the Mishnah before, where a person with a kaddish one of two sisters, the halacha is that if they both marry the two sisters, you know, two different people, the halacha is you don't have to be mitzi. Why? Because it's a suffix. Here it's a suffix. So I have a new pshat. L'chayra, no, it's not a new pshat. The Gemara says you can't say the pshat of echad that we weren't sure which died first because then it wouldn't be a tziu. Because the second brother married could say, why should I go out? Why should you be, give a get? So, that's why it says, that's why it says, in the Mishnah, because it does not stem with Rabbi Yechanan, therefore he said, I don't hold of it. Just to speak out now, what we just spoke out now, that it's similar to the last Mishnah, Chokimol Abayz, that there we're saying, if it's Sofik Achoysu Kosoi, it's Mutter, the Rekeg already asked the Kasha, Rekeg HaMishnayis asks, that the case before is still a better case. Because there, the case of Chav Gimel Abayz, where someone, Ruvain, was a Kash, one of two sisters. So there, if one of the brothers does Zibum to one, the other one is a Tzad, that it's Mutal Lagamri. There it's better. Because there, it's Manavshach. If it's his brother's wife, he's the first one doing Zibum. If it's not his brother's wife, It's Tam, a lady. It's Tam, a friend, a lady. So there it's better. Mashenkin here is definitely someone who is either Achoyz Zukosai, or whatever, someone was Nesher of Achoyz Zukosai, or it's his brother's wife. So either, it's a little different case. It's more common than a case, this case. It's not exactly like that case. Al Kaponim, there, after the Yibam, it's Bevadai Paka Azika. Here it's a suffix still, even afterward. Here it's still a suffix. Here's still a suffix, a little worse, but Akapanim, the Ayin Rikvega, Ayin Rishash, to talk about this. But Akapanim, what we're coming out is like this. The bottom line is that we had a kasha from our Mishnah on Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan had no other choice but to say that it's Ein a Mishnah, I don't hold of it. Now, why doesn't the Gemara have a kasha on Rav? Remember, Rav was even more machmer than Rabbi Yechanan. Rav was more makel than Rabbi Yechanan. And Rav held, that's always mutter, as long as you take rid of one brother, one of the wives, let's say one of them die, it's mutter b'shnia. That's what Rav holds. Always mutter b'shnia. Rav held that when you have a case, so our Mishnah is sure not like Rav. Sure not like Rav. So Taisa speaks out that Rashi before Chav Zion Bey says our Mishnah is talking not like Rav. Taisa speaks out that Rav will learn our Mishnah is going as Asa Levatel Mitzvah Sivamin, and therefore it's a whole different pshat, and therefore it's nothing to do with Rav. It's a new problem of Asa Levatel Mitzvah Sivamin. That's how Taisa says over here, Divim Maslahach. Okay. Let's see the Gemara Vayta. We have another Tanan over here, and we have another Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan from our Mishnah. We just said our Mishnah is not a Mishnah, so Ramban speaks out, we don't want the whole Mishnah to make no sense. So we're going to the next case of the Mishnah, and we're going to attempt to ask the Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. On this we will have a Teretz. Remember, Rabbi Yechanan is Mechalik between if it's Nesra B'Shas Tefila, or it's Nesra later on. Tanan, learned in our Mishnah. We have Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Hoysa Achas, Mehem Asura, Ala Echad, Issa Erva. If you have one of them is also ala echad is erva, also baal mutaba choisa. Vashini also vishtayim. The halacha is you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. One of those two sisters, we'll say Reuven's wife, Rachel, is Levi's mother-in-law. It's a very simple case, Levi's mother-in-law. So Reuven and Shimon die. Both the sisters fought Levi and Yehuda. Levi could do Yibam. Why? Because Rachel is an erva to him. So Leah is not a choysu kosai, so he can do Yibam. That's what our Mishnah says. But Yehuda can't do it either one. So Gemara says like this. Let's say Reuben's wife, who is the mother-in-law of Levi, died first. Died first. So let's say she died first. So when Reuben dies, all there is Rachel. Levi doesn't have Yibam. Yehuda is mutter in her, right? Yehuda is mutter in her because there's no one else. So there's mutter in her. Then Shimon dies, so then Shimon's wife is mutter to Levi. So technically, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Levi could do Yibum to Eishes Shimon, and Yehuda could do Yibum to Eishes Reuven. Aye, there's a chois zukasa. No, because once Levi goes ahead and does Yibum to Shimon's wife, which is fine, because it's not a chois zukasa, because it's erva, then it's Hutra, V'Nesra, V'Chazva Hutra on Eishes Reuven. So our Mishnah, why does it say, Asa V'Shteyim, Have Eitza? Let's read it inside. Hoysa Achaz V'Mesura Echad, Issa Erva, Asa Ba, Muta Achaz V'Shteyim, Asa V'Shteyim. Sak Dayetach, we thought, enough L'Chama Yisei Tchila. The first one that fell was Eishes Reuven, which was the mother-in-law of Levi. V'Amai, Leku Choson, Le'yavim Hach, let Levi go ahead, who's the son-in-law, let him go be Miyavim Eishes Shimon, and the other, now Eishes Reuven, who's Chamoisa of Levi, but Eishes Reuven will go ahead, the Gabi Idach, Gav Yehuda, ki yivamah shehotro, v'nesro, v'chaz v'hotro, tachta terishon, v'yabiyecha shimota. So really, we started the whole Mishnah, the first line, this line, this line, yeah, I'll tell you how. The one who fell was not the Chamoiseh, which means Eish Shimon was Chamoiseh of Levi. So when Eish Reuven fell, it was Takamuta. When Shimon dies, then it became there. When Reuven's wife died, when Eish's Reuven died, it was not Chamoiseh. So therefore, fell to both of them. Then Shimon's wife died. That was when the Chamoiseh happened. So here you have the same problem over here. They're both Achayz Zukasai. Why you can't do anything? They're both Achayz Zukasai.
What?
Because
when Reuven's wife died, she's not the Chamoiseh. She's not the both of them.
Right. What?
Reuven's wife died, who was not a Chamoiseh. Because what's the Levi and Yehuda? Because she's the only one around.
Well, when Reuven's wife died, she's the mother of both of them, yeah? Right.
And then when Shimon's wife died, she becomes natural to Yehuda.
Right.
But when Levi is Miyabim, Shimon's wife, she becomes Hutra again. Why isn't that Hutra that's called Hutra Nakins too?
Because in this case, that here we only allow where the Ashes Shimon died. He died first. The first one who fell to it fell to Levi also. The Levi was the one who was the son-in-law, right?
Yeah.
So when Reuven dies, she fell first, and she was born, and she was Aser.
Why is she Aser?
What?
She
fell to both of them.
She's not
also,
she's the only one
that, we said in our Mishnah that in such a case you can't do Chalitza first. There you can't do such a case. There you can't. The halacha is it falls to two brothers, and there's a Chayis Ukasai. The only time.
What?
Yes, the pshat is that here Levi, who is Shviger, is here, can't do Yibum to Eishes Shimon, who died second. He can't do Yibum to that. He only can do Yibum to the first one. He'll do Yibum to the first one. And the second one was, so the second one was supposed to be doing Yibum to, which is the Chamais, is supposed to be doing Yibum to Yehuda. She came in as a Nesra. So therefore, it's not possible for both of them to do Yibum. Attacking Halacha is one of them could do Yibum, that's Halacha Levi could do Yibum to Eishes Reuven. But Eishes Shimon, which is the Chamais, cannot do Yibum, like it says in our Mishnah, Aser is Aser, both of them are Aser because she cannot do Yibum because she came in as Achay Sukasai because she died because her husband died second, and therefore in that case there Achay Sukasai. So the Gemara Vayta instead of our Mishnah the Reb Leizer Oimer that's really this thing you see with Mechalkes Beishamay and Beisil. Reb Leizer Oimer Beishamay Oimerim Yekaimu and Beisil Oimer Yetziu. Taisa actually asks, why is Reb Leizer telling us what Beishamay, who cares what Beishamay holds? So Taisa says, come to Lafuke this next Gemara. The Gemara says like this, Tanya. Reb Leizer Oimer Beishamay Oimer Yekaimu, Beishamay says that you could, in a case where you have the Chayis Zukasa, the classic case, the law is if you go ahead and marry her, them, Yekaimu. Beisil Oimer Yetziu, Beisil says, you give a get. Rav Shimon says, Yekaimu. That's what he says himself, his own shit, Yekaimu. And we'll talk about it in a second. Abba Shaul Oimer, no, that you have, it's Takam Chayis Beisham Beisil. Remember, we're talking about a case of a Chayis Zukasa, and they went ahead and married. The Shaila is, are Yekaimu or Yetziu? That's the question. Do you have to give a get or not? So our Mishnah said, Rav Eliezer said, Beishamay says you don't have to give a get. Beisil says you have to give a get. Then Rav Shimon says you kaimu. Now Abba Shaul says you got the machlokes Beishamay Beisil wrong. Abba Shaul Oimer kal hoylem Beisil avadavazeh. So Beishamay Oimer Yetziu. Beishamay is the one who says you give a get. Beisil Oimer Yekaimu. So Gemara has a kash like this. Rav Shimon Kaman. Who's Rav Shimon like? Like Rashi explains, Rav Shimon can't be a bar plukta to Beishamay Beisil because he was much later. He was not a bar plukta of them. So Rav Shimon Kaman. Who's he saying like? Ike Beishamay hainu Rav Eliezer. That's like Rav Eliezer. If he's saying like Beishamay holds, he means to say Beishamay holds a kaimu, it's like Rav Eliezer. And if he means to say Beisil holds something, Ike Beisilal, Hainu Abba Shaul. That's like Abba Shaul. So Gemara says, Hachkam, this is trying to say. When Rav Shimon says a kaimu, what he's saying is, they're not arguing, and they both hold, you do not have to give a get, your kaimu, you could keep them as a wife. Both of them keep them as wives.
Does Beishamay and Beisil agree a lot?
Sure, they don't argue, they agree. But we don't know. They say, the Tana will say that this is not a Machlokes Beishamay Beisil. They both agree. Yeah. Okay, the Mishnah said further, another case. The Mishnah said further. Hoysa achas behem, osra alecha issa erva, We just had this case before as a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we just was talking about in the Mishnah. If you go further than the Mishnah, the Mishnah has a case with the two sisters. It's one of the sisters is Asa Isa Erva. The other sister's Mutta. Why? Because they're not Achayis of Kasa. Freitik of our kasha, Hatrinicha Zimna. We have this in Mishnah on Daf Chaf. It says before in the Mishnah already on Daf Chaf Amar Aleph, this halacha, that Hoysa Achayis of Kashiyavimta, if the Achayisa Kashiyavimta, the Achayis Erva, while if she's Yavama, Oichelet, so you see, Clara, this halacha already, we already had in the Mishnah and Parak Beis, why do I have to repeat this halacha, Mishnah Gimel, that two sisters that are Zakuk, if one of them is an Erva to you, the other one's Mutter, what if you repeat the halacha over? Zakuk Demar Tzricha. Diyashvin Hasam. There, the case in the first, in the second parak was there was only one brother. There was only one brother. That means it's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven, Shimon were married two sisters, and there was Levi. Reuven, Shimon both died. So there, even though two sisters fell to Levi, if one of them is an erva, Levi's mutter on the other one. That was halacha in parak beis. Here we have Yehuda as well. So maybe here we would not let Levi do yibum because otu Yehuda. Tzricha, there's been a hasam, shalak lemigzim shemsheni. There's no gzeira because of another brother. Avahacha, the ikla migzim shemsheni. Here, if you allow Levi to do yibum because one sister is an erva to him, therefore the other one's mutter because now achayis is a kasai, you come and do yibum for Yehuda also. Amen. Maybe here is worse. And it's kamash v'lo. No, here Levi's mutter to do yibum. Here it's a little better because here you see from Yehuda cannot do Yibum, you see there's a din achayis sukasai. It must be Levi has a different reason why it's mutter because of erva. Avahosam in the second parak, the lekashay is no sheni. Maybe there with geyser, if you allow him to do Yibum, you think allowed to do Yibum achayis sukasai. Ein meloi tricha. And therefore you need this case to teach us this halacha. Akaponim, this halacha that erva is one of the sisters erva, it's mutter to him no matter what. No matter if there's another brother, no matter if there's not another brother, it's mutter to him.